The Oneida County Humane Society seeks to improve the welfare of pets in our area. Every day they care for nearly 100 animals at the adoption center. That adds up to almost 800 animals a year. Amanda Hayden is the Animal Care and Operations Director. She's here with me today to talk about what the Humane Society does. Hi, Amanda.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Can you tell me about some of the animals the Humane Society is currently caring for?
Currently, we are caring for dogs, cats. We have some guinea pigs, rabbits. We care from anything from the small critters, small furry critters, all the way to, you know, the largest dog. Currently, we're not caring for any larger animals than that, like goats, but we have in the past.
Okay, so it sounds like quite the variety. How do these animals generally come into your care?
The animals come into our care for many different reasons. Sometimes owners have to surrender their pets. Moving, just unable to care for them anymore, death of the family. We also do stray pickup in the area. Lost dogs may have been wandering for a while. We obtain them that way as well. Sometimes owners come for their animals, and that's our ultimate goal, is to find them a home.
All right. And what does it take to care for these animals, both in terms of, like, manpower, but also, like, physical resources, like space and food?
Well, we have several staff that, you know, morning staff that comes in and helps clean cages, make sure the animals are fed, watered, have exercise, everything they need. We do have volunteers that come in as well. It's always nice to have extra volunteers to kind of pick up any odds and ends that we need. So we run on donations.
Mm-hmm.
The community is really great on donating dog food, cat food, rabbit food, anything that we need. We do rely heavily on our community for feeding the animals. We do a can trailer up front that collects cans that goes towards spay and neuter. Monetary donations are always welcome. They help us with our spays, our neuters, any vet cares. So we do take care of a lot of animals that come in either injured or sick. Heartworm seems to be a big one these last couple of years, and a costly one. Some dogs come in needing extensive surgeries, so monetary donations kind of go for that, and we're very lucky to be able to help the animals in the community that way.
Okay, interesting. And what's your ultimate goal for all these animals? Is it adoption?
Our ultimate goal for the animals is to, the ones that don't currently have a home, is to place them in a home. And the ones that come in as a stray, you know, maybe got lost, ran away, to reunite them with their owner.
Got it. Can you maybe walk me through the adoption process?
Sure. Our adoption process is mostly conversation-based. We welcome you into the adoption center by appointment at this time, and we will bring out the animal that you're interested in. And we'll sit down and we'll talk about what we've known from the animal. We'll ask you about your life. We'll just have a conversation to see if it's a good fit. Then we do have a short application that you'll fill out. And then we go from there. We try to make it as easy as we can, but cover our bases at the same time. But the conversation is so, so important.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Amanda.
Thank you, Erin.